Willow is actually happening, so that's part of it. Also, Warwick Davis is coming back to play the main character, so that's kind of a double confirmation, even though it was a double rumor to begin with. And we also have the announcement that John M. Cho has been brought in to direct the pilot episode. He is also going to be an executive producer. Hello, Nerdy Legion. It is I, your fearless nerd, Dustin. I am bringing you all of the headlines right here on Comic Talk Headlines on the show, or on the podcast, I guess, for Comic Talk today. Thank you for joining me, nerds. I am here. Let's do a little bit of housekeeping before we jump into the news. I do have one piece of housekeeping, and that is next week. Remember, I will be on vacation. So there will, if there is an episode, there is a slight chance that the episode will not happen. There will only be one episode next week, and that one episode will be the latter episode. It might actually find its way towards the middle of the week. It really depends on what I end up doing on my vacation, because right now, we don't have anything set in stone because that's what a vacation's for. So I will try and get it done by Friday. It might go up on Wednesday. I don't freaking know. It's vacation, man. You can't hold me to anything. If there is also a slight chance there won't be an episode next week, but I can guarantee that the episode, if it does happen, will not be the Tuesday episode. Just not going to happen. Monday, I will be traveling all day, so I will not be able to finish my research and get everything else prepared for the episode. So, all of that being said, thank you once again for joining me, and now let's talk about the news. Let's get into the TV streaming. So, this episode is going to be mostly follow-ups. I don't know if I've said that enough yet, or even at all, depending on where you're listening, but this episode's mostly follow-ups. So, TV streaming, no exception to that rule. We have, well, our first follow-up is on that Dexter piece that we talked about two episodes ago, I believe. Dexter... in order to clarify the announcement, the showrunner, Clyde Phillips, told The Hollywood Reporter that this will be effectively a ninth season. I don't think that that was really confusing, but in case it was to you, you should know this will be a ninth season. This is not undoing anything that existed in the previous eight seasons. This is just adding on to the end. It is not undoing the end of the eighth season. So you have to know that, apparently. So now you know. Our next follow-up piece has to do with the Mighty Monarch, or the Venture Brothers, you know, whatever. Venture Brothers, we remember they got unceremoniously canceled, and Doc Hammer and Jackson Publick didn't really like that so much. So much so that they have been in discussion with Adult Swim, so that in case that the show does not get picked up elsewhere, does not get put onto HBO Max or wherever it might be going, they can have some sort of finality to their story. So their discussions with Adult Swim have gone along the lines of doing a cancellation special. So something to tie up all of the loose ends and hopefully potentially leave it open a little bit for future episodes should they actually get picked up somewhere else. So yeah, super. I hope this is not final, finalizing on the Venture Brothers, but if it is, hopefully it will be cathartic enough to be okay with that. Our next follow-up has to do with the Day of the Dead. This is just a real quick one. We do have a director for the first four episodes. It is Steven Kostanski. The only really other thing that he's done has been a Leprechaun movie, and those are always really interesting. So, and then our final piece has to do with The Walking Dead. We do have an update from Scott Gimple, who is the chief content advisor, which is a thing, I guess. He's the guy that's in charge of all of the live action stuff for Walking Dead. He is talking about how he and the other creatives are considering something animated this way comes. Some sort of animation, be it a new series or just an episode of the Tales of the Walking Dead, something along those lines. But he is talking a lot about how it's interesting to think of an hour-long episode of a show, of a dramatic show that is not child-oriented, being animated. So I also am intrigued by this thought. So if anything comes from this, we will be following up. But next, we're talking about brand new news pieces, and there's only one. There's only one, and it's the Addams Family, which is plenty. So, the Addams Family, there's two really huge pieces about this. First of all, the green light has not been officially given, but there is an Addams Family live action TV series in the works. So that's number one. The other piece is Tim Burton. That's right. The man, Tim Burton, is the guy that is going to be the mind behind this. He's not going to be the showrunner. He's just going to be an executive producer. Showrunners are going to be Alfred Goh and Miles Millar, who also worked on Smallville. We're writers on Smallville. They're going to be the lead writers and showrunners. And also, to tie all of this up with the story apparently is going to be told from the point of view of Wednesday Addams, and it's going to be placed in modern time. So the modern time is not really but from the point of view of Wednesday, that has never been a thing for the Addams Family in any of its iterations. In the original comics, in the black and white series, in any of the movies, it's always been like a narrated, at the worst, narrated kind of thing from somebody unattached to it. But at best, it's been just, let's watch this family that is kind of kooky and odd and amazing be kooky, odd, and amazing around a bunch of boring folks. So I don't, all of this is really awesome, except for that POV part. Like, the point of view of Wednesday, hopefully it's amazing. Hopefully it's fantastic, and I will have nothing to complain about. But that part puts a little seed of doubt in my brain. So, here comes some movie news. This is actually all follow-ups. There is no new news. So, if you don't care for the follow-ups, skip forward about a minute and a half. All right. So, first up, we have Ghostbusters Afterlife. We have a new release date for the movie. It is now going to be released June 11th of 2021. This was kind of foreseen, so you should not be surprised. And next, in follow-ups for movies, we are talking about Wicked. Wicked, if you don't know, is the musical based on, a prequel to The Wizard of Oz, kind of. It is a prequel to The Wizard of Oz because the main character from Wicked dies in The Wizard of Oz. So Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, is the primary person. I don't know if you would say protagonist at all, but whatever. So we talked briefly about the fact that it was getting a movie treatment, and now it seems the movie treatment is running into some issues. They just lost their director, and it also sounds like they're going through some issues with filming, because their filming schedule is running into some really hard hangups in England, because the places that they're supposed to be filming are getting shut down, and so they have to reschedule, and apparently that is why they lost their director. So they are now looking for a new director, and they're also looking to set up a new filming schedule, it seems. So our last piece in movies has to do with The Fast and the Furious. Supposedly, it has been announced, and I will believe this when I see it, because when you announce something this far in advance, it's likely to change. So, but apparently the announcement has been made that the series will be coming to its completion with the 11th installment. So if you're keeping tabs at home, there is still yet to be a 10th movie. So there will be a 10th movie, and then presumably there will also be an 11th movie, and then that's it. For the main movies, I can imagine things like Hobbs and Shaw and so on and so forth. That kind of stuff will happen as long as people are willing to pay money to see it. But the mainline movies will end, according to this announcement, with the 11th movie. So that is everything we have for movies, guys.
Rumors. That is right. That is the place we are going right now.
So we have, remember, we added the new subsection to rumors, which is confirmations and refutations. So rumors that have been confirmed in the last couple of days are as follows. We actually have three of them. Three confirmations. No refutations. I'm pretty excited about that. So rumor confirmation, we have Willow is actually happening. So that's part of it. Also, Warwick Davis is coming back to play the main character, so that's kind of a double confirmation, even though it was a double rumor to begin with. And we also have the announcement that John M. Cho has been brought in to direct the pilot episode. He is also going to be an executive producer. The list of executive producers is lengthy-ish. We have Ron Howard, of course, Kathleen Kennedy, also, of course, and Jonathan Kasdan, also, of course.
are going to be executive producers, as along with Wendy Miracle.
I don't know if I said that right.
And then Bob Dolman, who was the original screenwriter for the first movie, for the movie, I guess. So that's pretty freaking awesome. Next confirmation, and I know you've been waiting for this whole episode because it's all over everywhere. And actually, there's been some new stuff, the new development about this, but we'll get into that. So confirmation is Jared Leto is returning as the Joker. It is not, though, not 100% confirmation, because it's not going to be in the Matt Reeves series of movies like was rumored a couple of episodes ago, but a couple of weeks ago now, I believe. So it's not going to be the Matt Reeves movies, though I did say that that was the least likely of that rumor. Also, as of this morning, because I found this 2 days ago, I believe. And then as of this morning, there was a good point brought up in that the source of this, and I don't usually give sources for rumors because they're a rumor. So where's the fun in that? Where's the point in that, really? So the source for this was originally Deadline. Source of this confirmation was Deadline. But Deadline does still have it listed as rumor. So it has not been confirmed by the studio. So this is not 100% confirmation for that reason either. There is still a possibility it's not going to happen. Even though everybody's reporting on it that it will be 100%, there is still a possibility it's not, that it will fall through and we won't get to see Jared Leto as the Joker again, which is not really a horrible thing, but whatever. So next we're talking about Battlestar Galactica. That is the next rumor confirmation. We did talk about the rumor that Battlestar Galactica was going to be getting a new movie, and now we have official announcement that Battlestar Galactica is getting a brand new movie with Simon Kinberg writing the thing. It's writing and producing. So there you go. Confirmations all around, baby. All right, so new rumors. Superman is once again in the rumor mill. And also, this rumor is another one that flies in the face of other rumors that we've been talking about ongoing throughout the last couple of weeks. This rumor is that J.J. Abrams, who we know is in charge of a couple of new DC property or a couple of new DC movies concerning older properties. It's a lot of words. The going school of thought was that JJ was going to recast because his universe, the JJ Abrams universe in the DC extended universe, was going to be linked to Matt Reeves' universe. And you can't have Superman be that significantly older than Batman. So in order to make that make sense, they're going to have to cast a new Superman. But that doesn't mean Henry Cavill can't be Superman. He's just Superman in the Snyderverse. So there's that. But there has been a rumor that JJ has met with Henry Cavill in specific detail to talk about Cavill's potential playing of Superman in JJ's movies. And then the rumor goes on to say it all kind of depends on how well the Snyder Cut does. So this could mean one of two things. If this is true, and we'll get into the likelihood of that, but if this is true, then JJ's movies aren't going to be part of Matt Reeves' universe, or JJ is going to be making movies in both universes, the proper DCEU universe as well as Matt Reeves' universe. So because that is the thing, that kind of brings things down a little bit. Now, did a conversation happen between JJ and Henry Cavill? Probably. The likelihood that JJ will bring Henry Cavill into his universe very specifically depends on where does JJ's universe exist. So there's two percentages I'm going to give here. Once we figure out where JJ's universe exists, then we'll know which one is the likelihood. So if JJ is doing stuff in the proper universe and not in the Matt Reeves universe, then 100%. That's a little bit exaggerated. I'm going to say 80%. 80% likelihood that is going to be the case. If JJ's movies only happen in Matt Reeves' universe, then 0%. I am 100% positive that this will not happen. So 0% likelihood, if JJ's movies happen in Matt Reeves' universe, that this is going to be the man to play Superman for those movies. All right, so that's what we got there. Next, we are talking about Green Lantern. We actually have two different Green Lantern movies. First, we have another source that is putting Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern in the CG spandex for the Snyder Cut. We'll get into that likelihood in a second. And then We also have another Green Lantern rumor that has to do with the Green Lantern series that we know is coming to HBO Max. This rumor is saying that someone from HBO is going to be playing Alan Scott. That someone, it sounds like some sources are saying it's going to be Coaster Waldau. So So Jamie Lannister will be playing Alan Scott, or we could be seeing Alexander Skarsgård playing Alan Scott, which seems less likely, or we could also be seeing, where's the kid's name? Jordan Patrick, who was in Lovecraft Country, be playing Alan Scott. So let's get into these percentages. So the Ryan Reynolds return to the Snyder Cut, we've addressed this. It's not super likely. Going at about 30% there. But because we keep getting these rumors from different sources, it's starting to sound a little more valid. And then we have the casting of an HBO existing actor, somebody in the HBO cadre of actors. That seems pretty likely. I feel like that's just the way most production companies handle it. So we're going to say that's right about 60 to 75%, somewhere in that neighborhood. But which actor? Nikolai Coaster, I'm so bad with his name, and I don't know why. Nikolai Coaster Waldau seems the most likely to me because of other information attached to this rumor, saying that it was from a very popular show that ended recently. And what show ended recently? But Game of Thrones, because technically Lovecraft Country did not end, just the series ended. And Alexander Skarsgård, his show ended on HBO a long time ago. He is on he's on something new as well, but it also not ended, so there is that. And I don't even think technically a series, it's a couple of movies. So yeah, the likelihood that it is Alexander Skarsgård, very small, probably 10% there. He also seems a little old. Nikolai seems a little old as well. So honestly, my vote goes to Jordan Patrick, even though he's less likely because, again, his series did not end. There we go. We're moving on. So next, we're talking about the Joker. There is a new rumor, because we got the kind of sort of confirmation that Joker is going to be in the Snyder Cut. But there is a new rumor saying that Batman, the rumored series for Batman on HBO Max, is going to also feature Jared Leto as the Joker. This rumor relies on another rumor, so we can't give it a whole lot of validity. So I'm going to say about 40%, though. If we do get confirmation that the Ben Affleck Batman series is going to happen, that definitely shoots this up a lot in the likelihood. So a lot depends on the Snyder Cut. So we're saying right now, as it stands right now, because it's relying on another rumor, we're sitting pretty low on that likelihood. 40%, like I said. All right, so next is World's Finest. There is another rumor that Warner Brothers wants to do a team-up movie for Batman and Superman. This is pretty equally as likely as not likely, 50-50. There is very little details attached to this rumor, so we're going to move on. Next is Star Trek Picard. There is a new rumor that not only are we going to be getting a third season for Picard, but season 2 and season 3 are going to be filming back to back. So not simultaneously, they're not going to film at the same time, but once filming for season 2 is done, presumably they're going to be taking like a week off or so and then coming back immediately to film season 3. Why? I don't know, but the rumor does say specifically that they're basically going to be in production for the entirety of the year of 2021. So likelihood that this is a thing, likelihood that there's going to be a season 3 is pretty high. I feel like it's relatively popular enough. It's the most popular thing on CBS All Access. So season 3 seems likely. We're going to say probably about 75% for a season 3. The likelihood that they're filming them back to back should season 3 actually be happening. Yeah, sure. Why not? 90%. I don't see why there is any reason not to do this, even though it kind of seems like a lot of work that people in Hollywood aren't used to doing. So moving on to our next one is Bo-Katan Kryze. Katie Sackhoff is being rumored to be coming back for a full series. Now, depending on which source you're talking about, this series could be either a solo Bo-Katan Kryze series, or it could be going on with the Cara Dune series. She could be part of the Cara Dune series. So
This seems super likely to me as well. As far as a solo series, I'm going to put that at about 60% likelihood. As far as being part of the Cara Dune series, that's also reliant on another rumor, because we don't have confirmation Cara Dune is getting her very own series. So we have to drop that one down about 40% like the Joker one. So again, same situation with the Joker one. Once we do get confirmation that Cara Dune's going to happen, I feel like that greatly increases the likelihood for Bo-Katan Kryze being part of it, not necessarily getting her own series. And then our final piece of rumor news, or rumor, I guess, is Icon, the Milestone Superman, effectively, the Black Superman from Milestone Comics, is rumored to be getting his own movie once the Static Shock movie is done with production. And there is also a rumor attached to it that says Michael B. Jordan will not only be producing, but he will be starring as Icon. All right, so the second rumor is dependent on the first rumor. The first rumor seems super freaking likely, seems like a great idea, no less. So because of all that, because there's nothing that kind of contradicts that in any way, I'm putting that at about 70% likelihood that Icon is going to be the next superhero that we get from Milestone Comics. It makes a whole lot of sense, because Static Shock is the most recognizable hero from the Milestone Comics as far as broad mass appeal, but Icon has the most potential because, again, he is their version of Superman, and Superman is the most acknowledged superhero across the world. So yeah, there's a whole lot of good reasons to do that. As far as Michael B. Jordan doing it, that only makes sense too. So, but it does rely on another rumor. So if we get confirmation of the first rumor, then the second rumor becomes much more likely. So we have to put that second rumor. I'm going to bump this one up a little bit as opposed to the previous two, in that they're both 40%. This one's 50-50. This is equally as possible as not possible. So that is the rumor mill, guys. Whew! And that is the end of the episode, nerds. If you want a deeper conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject. There's a bunch of really good stuff over there, so go check them out. Or if you want to get the full news show, the other subjects that we don't cover here on Nerdy Legion, then you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. The full episode is chock full of follow-ups, much like this episode was chock full of follow-ups. So again, that is why things change at the end of the year, because, you know, gearing up for the next season, so on and so forth. So thank you once again. Before I head out, I'm just gonna remind everybody, if you have not checked out the Nerdy Legion, then please go do that. Again, nerdylegion.com. Thank you once again, nerds, and we'll see you next time.